Okay, Chevre, what I want to discuss today involves a specific topic about avos of the malacha of Zoreya, avos versus todos, but it should broaden our horizons to have a conversation about avos and todos in general. So let's begin very quickly. The Gemara tells us on Ein Gimel Amud Beis, it's like five lines on the bottom, Zoreya, Zomen, Noteya, Mavrech, Markiv, Kulon, Melacha, Achas, Hein. All of these actions, Zoreya means that I put a seed in the ground. Zomer is pruning. We'll have to describe in detail what that means. Noteya means that you plant a tree, no? Usually planting a tree means that you have a sapling and you put the sapling in the ground. Maran HaRav Kook in the Shabbat Ta'aretz discusses what about if I plant a tree like the way Johnny Appleseed did it. No? If I take a seed to plant an apple tree, is that Zoreya or Noteya? And there could be a nafka mina le'inyin shvius, no? Because Zoreya is chayiv on Shemitah, sadcha lo tizra, Noteya on Shemitah, unclear, big machlokas harishon, the status of planting trees on Shemitah. What about if I plant a seed to become a tree? That's like advanced Talmud. Mavrich and Markiv. What's Mavrich and Markiv? So Mavrich means that I take a branch and I bend it down back into the ground and subsequently begins to grow up. If you take like a vine and you bend it down, subsequently begins to grow, that's called Mavrich. Markiv is that I cut the branch, like a citrus fruit, for example. I cut the branch, I put the other cut branch on it, and I tie it up with some zevel, pardon, and some other things. That is called mavrich. These things all help trees grow. There, by the way, there's no such thing as a citrus tree in the world that's not morkov. No? Anyone who tells you that you have an esrig b'cheskas bilti morkov doesn't know anything about growing esrigim. They're all morkov. The only thing is, are they morkov esrig onto esrig, are they morkov esrig onto orange? No? But for sure, right, there's no way of growing a strong citrus tree that won't die without doing this process of havracha. No? Doesn't work. By the way, some of the Rishonim point out, Markiv is when we graft them together, and Mavrich is when we put it into the ground. Some of the Rishonim point out that the Lashon that we say in Brachas, Baruch Atah Hashem, right? So the Nefesh HaChaim discusses, what does Baruch mean? No? What does Baruch mean? So some say it comes from Lashon HaMavrich Es HaGefen, which means that Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Olamos HaOyonim. The Ribbono Shel Olam lowered himself into our world. That's a concept called Tzimtzum, no? In order to allow growth, in order to allow people to flourish. So it's Mamish like Mavrich Es HaGefen. Look in the Bali HaTaisis and Chumash on the Pasuk Va'avarcha Mevarachecha, where the Bali HaTaisis say that. Okay, so Zozayin, I have all these things, and the Gemara says these are all malacha achas, which means that if you do all of them, you're only chayiv ala achas. And then the Gemara continues that Zomer is chayiv mishum noteya, noteya mavrich markiv, chayiv mishum zoreya, right, or mishum noteya, both. Good. End of the Gemara for our purposes. Now, when all the dust settles in this sugya, we have four shitos harishonim about what is the av and what is the tolda. Let's learn Rashi first. Rashi dibarasu kulon malacha achas. So Rashi writes that zomer is also a tzmuche ona. It helps the tree grow, therefore it's ala malacha. Nafkamina tsev, you do all them together, yechayiv only once. Then Rashi writes, zoreya is an av, noteya is also an av, right? Zeb Zoram Zebi Lanos. Mavrich umarkiv is an av. Zomer is a tolda. Zakt Rashi, the only one over here that's a tolda is Zomer. Adkan Divrei Rashi. Maimonides, however, has a different approach to Judaism. Right? And the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha, for our purposes, this is more Halacha Gimel and Daled than Halacha Aleph and Beis, but you could begin to see it already in Halacha Beis. But the Rambam writes that if a person is Zareya, or Noteya, or Maverick, or Makiv, or Zomer, these are called Elu, Av Echad Hein Me Avos Melechos V'Inyon Echad Hein, Shekol Echad Mehen Tzameach Dover Hu Miskavein. The Rambam writes that all of these things are an Av Melecha, no? Rashi tells me Zomer is a Tolda, but the Rambam writes that Zomer is an Av. Right? For the Rambam, they're all Avos. Every single one of them is an Av. But for Rashi, Zomer is a Tolda. Just to conclude the other two Shitas HaRishonim, Tosfos has this whole elaborate discussion, Dimasu Mishum Zareya, about whether you give Hasra Tolda B'Shem Av, no? And if you read the Tosfos slowly and carefully, this is always a challenge to read slowly and carefully. If you read the Tosfos slowly and carefully, you get an impression that what Tosfos is saying is that Zareya and Noteya is an Av. Mavrich and Markiv is a Tolda, and there's a Dion whether we amasser the Tolda B'Shem the Av, no? Tosfos' Dibur Masra is that Yechayiv Mishum Zareya, no? That's going on the Hemshech of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Noteya Mavrich Markiv is Chayiv Mishum Zareya, right? So Tosfos says, oh, can you prove from here about Hasra of the Tolda B'Shem the Av? What's the Tolda? Al karkacha for Tosfos, Mavrich and Markiv is also a Tolda. Not only is Zomer a Tolda, but Mavrich and Markiv is also a Tolda. Right? So I see that there is a dispute between Rashi and Tosfos about the status of Mavrich and Markiv. For Rashi, only Zomer is a Tolda. For Tosfos, Mavrich and Markiv is also a Tolda. Right? I think that's pretty mavur in the Tosfos.
Do you see that?
So Tosfos is commenting, Tosfos Dibur Masra is Mishum Zareya, which is going on Noteya Mavrich Markiv is Chayiv Mishum Zareya. Right, that's the line in the Gemara Tosfos is going on. And then Tosfos says, oh, can you prove from here about Hasra of Tolda B'Shem the Av? That means Mavrich and Markiv is also a Tolda. Right? Al Karkacha, Tosfos can't be talking about Noteya, because in the Hemshech HaGemara we say that you're also Chayiv Mishum Noteya. Right? So obviously it means Mavrich and Markiv. So Mavrich and Markiv for Tosfos is a Tolda. It's not enough. I think this is clear. If you want to disagree with me and say it's not clear from Tosfos, I'll tell you to look in the Shita Laran, you know, the Mosad HaRav Kook Ran. Over there it's pretty beferish. The Zareya and Noteya are the Av. They're co-avos, as we call it. Similar to like Bishol and Afia, which are co-avos depending on the substance, right? Normal cooked food versus baked goods, right? They're both av malacha, right? Also, Zareya and Noteya are both av according to the Ran. Mavrich and Markiv is a Tolda. Zomer, for sure it's a Tolda. The Rambam says everything is avos. Mi'iri. Not Mi'iri. Actually, look at the Mi'iri also. The Mi'iri also has that opinion. Mi'iri has a few different opinions over here. Mi'iri has that opinion as well. Ayin Sham. Fine. Look at the Rapinish of Rabbeinu Hananel on the side of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Hananel writes that Noteya Mavrich Markiv is Chayim Mishum Zareya. So then he writes that if you're Chayim Mishum Noteya and Zareya, that proves that you're Chayiv of a Tolda of a Tolda. There's a Tolda of the Tolda. Noteya is a Tolda of Zareya, and Mavrich and Markiv is a Tolda of Noteya.
Zomer?
Zomer is a Tolda as well. Probably a Tolda of Noteya, I would guess. No? Noteya Mavrich Markiv is Chayim Mishum Zareya. He says, the fact that I say that Mavrich and Markiv is Mishum Zareya and it's Mishum Noteya and Zareya also, that tells me that there is a Tolda of the Tolda. That means, what? He speaks about that. So that means the real Av for the Rabbeinu Hananel is Zareya. Everything besides Zareya is what we'd call a Tolda. Now,
is that the same as the Rana for the Eri?
So I don't think so, because I think the Ran and the Meir are saying that Zoreya and Noteya is an Av, and the Rabbeinu Chananel is saying only Zoreya is an Av, and Reb Usher Weiss points out in that essay that I assigned to you guys to read in Simon Samach of the Minchas Usher, Reb Usher Weiss points out that the Rabbeinu Chananel holds that fundamentally Afiyah is a Tolda. Right? The real Malacha is Mevashel, not Afiyah. Afiyah is a Tolda. Okay. Again, practically speaking, like we mentioned, there might be some nafgaminas between what's an av and what's a tolda, but for now, we're not interested in the nafgaminas as much as we're interested in the categorization.
So the Ran holds like Tosfos,
the Ran and Tosfos are saying that Zoreya and Noteya is an av, Mavrich Markev Zomer is a tolda. Rashi holds only Zomer is a tolda. Rambam basically says nothing here is a tolda. So far, so good? Now, how do we explain all of this? So l'cha'ora, it got Rashi, I think, and Reb Usher Weiss really speaks out the Rashi nicely. What Rashi is saying is that there's a fundamental difference between Zomer and everything else. You see, Zomer is a tolda for Rashi, because Zomer means I cut something off. Every other thing that I'm talking about, Mavrich, Markev, Zoreya, Noteya, I put something in to grow. Right? So according to Rashi, if I put a seed in the ground, that's an Av. I put a sapling in the ground, that's an Av. Mavrich and Markev means I put something into something for it to grow. I put this tree into another part of the tree, wrap it up so it should grow, that's an Av. I do a Mavrich, I take the vine, I bend it down so that it grows, that's an Av. Why? Because Av means I put something into something for growth. But Zomer is in ganzen anderish, right? That means it's completely different for you Philistines. Zomer means that what we're doing is we are cutting off. I'm cutting something off. Cutting it off is a totally different pu'ula, right, than putting it in. So that's why for the Rashi, Zomer is a tolda. So far, so good?
Not kosher, though?
Huh?
You don't want to say it's kosher.
So we'll talk about Zomer in the context of kosher versus... That's the next Gemara, about Zomer Tzarech La'etzem. Well, that's tomorrow, God willing. Yeah.
According to Rashi, watering plants is still an
Av,
right? Because that's
considered... Whoa. Watering plants, the Gemara says, Moikot and Bezim and Bez, is a tolda.
Oh, yeah.
Mashgemayim Lezraim is a tolda, right? Either a tolda of Choresh or a tolda of Zoreya, right? Machugas Rav Rav Yosef, then Bezim and Bezim Moikot, right? So it's a tolda. So far, so good. Totally different pa'ula. Great. Awesome. Rambam is the philosopher. The Rambam is interested in ideas. Zuck the Rambam, you know what? L'maisa Zomer, when I prune something, my kavona is for it to grow. And therefore, because, and that's the lashon of the Rambam, by the way, no? Sheko achas mehin l'tzameach dobra hu miskavein, right, per exam halacha gimel, my kavona is for it to grow. If my kavona is for it to grow, and kavona is very important. So therefore the Rambam says, you know what? That's an Av Malacha. If I intend for the same purpose of growth, even though my Pa'ula is a different Pa'ula, right? Rashi is focused on the Pa'ula, no? Rashi says Zomer is a different type of action. Therefore it's a Tolda. But Zomer for the Rambam is an Av, because my kavon is to make it grow. And this idea is said very elegantly by Reb Menachem Zemba in the Sefer Totz Os Chayim, right? Reb Menachem Zemba in Simen Ches Os Gimel. Ois Aleph and Beis first, but then Os Gimel most extensively. Reb Menachem Zemba basically tells us that there's a tremendous machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam throughout all of Hilchos Shabbos about how integral is kavana to the action that I'm doing. Rashi is focused on the action. the Rambam, the philosopher, the Baal Machshava, the Rambam is focused on the Kavana. So far, so good? And that's why for Rashi, Rabbi Nachum Zemba explains, Chatzi Shir on Shabbos is going to be Aser Min HaTorah. Rashi says that there's an Iser Da'iraisa of Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Rashi, Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph, Dibra Hamaschil V'chi Mutter, Lafos Pachos Mikashir. Rashi writes, Kaimalon Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. By Melechas Shabbos also. But the Rambam, as understood by many, the Rambam Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes, the Rambam has some interesting Lashonos, where the Rambam writes that Motzi Mirashus Lirashus is not Chayiv unless you have a Shear. Right? And if I'm Motzi from Rashus HaYachid to Rashus HaRam, Rashus HaRam to Rashus HaYachid, and I have an Akira, so then, without a hanocha, or a hanocha without an akira, I'm putter, the same as being motzi pachos mikashir. That's a tremendous chiddush in the Rambam, no? The Rambam, now, again, you have to, what? Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes. You have to read this Rambam yourself. But by the way, don't take my word for anything I say. I lie probably more than Donald Trump. Right? But the fact is that the... Well, you might disagree about that, Nakuda. But the fact is that the Rambam, in the same halacha, is talking about Hotza'a Pachos Mikashir, and is talking about Akira with Arhanacha, and Zak the Rambam, these things are Aser Midrabanan, it's Pater. That means, says Rabbi Menachem Zemba, that Chatzi Shir on Shabbos is Aser Midrabanan. Rashi says Aser Min HaTorah. Why is it Aser Midrabanan according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, Aser Min HaTorah? So Rabbi Menachem Zemba, man, was a super genius. Unbelievable. Menachem Zemba says, you know what? It's Lashit HaSam. That the Rambam holds that a malacha, if I do a pu'ula, but I have the wrong kavana, that's not the same malacha. The Shi'urim on Shabbos, right, the Rashbam writes in Bava Basra, are there to create Melechas Machsheves. Melechas Machsheves means I intend to do a significant act. So the Shi'urim are there out Machsheva for the Melecha, the Machsheva to make this Melecha significant. For the Rambam, Melecha without Machsheva is not a Melecha. The Rambam holds that the Machsheva is integral, and therefore Chatzi Shir by Melechas Shabbos is Mutter Min HaTorah. Rashi would say, no. Right? The Machsheva is a nice thing, but it's like a Nachepes. It's not integral to the Melecha, and therefore I do the Melecha without the Machsheva, it still is a Maisa Melecha, still Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Because the Shi'urim are there only mitzad the Machsheva. This is all in Reb Menachem Zemba. Let's hear from Jacob here.
Wouldn't it be simpler to just say that it's a difference in what the malacha is? Saying when you have a malacha of boder, like explaining our akia, so
Rabbi Menachem Zemba is making a huge leap. His leap is that he's equating chutzah to other malachos, right. we know that chutzah is really different. This is I'm very bothered by this part, but in Rabbi Menachem Zemba's essay, he sets it up this way, enochanami. I think there's a very easy way to be machalik. I don't know a way out of that so easily. And I have no evidence that the Rambam would say Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah by other malachas. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, Ari?
Rashi doesn't, in general, hold that a malacha without machshava is
chayav. So what I mean by malacha without machshava is not the same as, let's say, a malacha she'en tzricha legufa. It's not the same as if I'm motzi a mace to get rid of the bad odor.
Malacha
she'en chashuva is more, if I lack machshava for the significance of the malacha, that's more what we're talking about. I'm speaking in broader terms than I probably should.
Chashuva is as opposed to
machshava. Correct. I mean, again, you should read this essay, Reb Menachem Zemba, but what Reb Menachem Zemba is saying is that the machlokas Rashi and Rambam about Zomer is the same machlokas about Chatzis Shir. So saying, it's brilliant. It's really brilliant. But Chazen, yeah.
Where do we find that? I mean, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos has 8 lines long to saying that we can't have Akira without Hanocha.
So Akira without Hanocha, Hanocha without Akira, those things are called Chatzi Malacha. It's not a Chatzi Shir.
Shabbos says that Shnayim Shein Arba, you have the Akira.
And the Rambam is equating that. This Rambam, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes, is equating those cases of Akir without Hanacha to the case of a person who carries Pachas Mekashir. Azoy Shteitin Rambam. And that's already fascinating.
Yeah.
But Azoy Shteitin Rambam, okay?
Yeah.
Again, assuming that the Rambam really says it, fine. Now, it would seem, ready? It seems to me that if Reb Menachem Zemba is correct, that there's a fundamental machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam as to whether malacha is defined as the maisa hamalacha, and the machshava, my intention, is just like an add-on, or whether the machshava is integral to the malacha itself, one could argue that this is the machlekes Rashi and Rambam that we began the Zman with, in terms of the malacha of, the shi'ur of the malacha of Zoreya. The Gemara says Acharisha is Bekoshahu. Zoreya, Rashi says Bikrogeres. No? Rambam says Zoreya is Bekoshahu. Why, according to the Rambam, Zoreya Bekoshahu? So, in my youth, the first time I gave Shir on this topic, I thought that's Rashi and the Rambam, Lashitasam. That according to the Rambam, that the Machshava is more essential. So, when I put a Kosho, I put that tiny seed in the ground. Right? So my intention is for it to grow and to become huge. So because that's my intention, so of course that's enough of a shear. But for Rashi, it doesn't matter that I intend for it to grow and to expand, etc. For Rashi, I need that the Maisa HaMalacha is really... the Maisa plays more of a role, so it has to be that you put a Rogeres into the ground. This, I think, is... I think this might be the pshat in that machlokas Rashi and Rambam about the shir of Zoreya. So far, so good. But yeshli by Yagadol Apo. You mentioned earlier the Gemara at the beginning of Moed Katan, but Mashke Mayim Lizraim. How come Mashke Mayim Lizraim is a tolda? If the Rambam is correct that Machshava, what I'm thinking about, is integral to the malacha, and Zomer is an av, because I intend for it to grow. So Mashke Mayim Lizraim, also I intend for it to grow. Shouldn't Mashke Mayim Lizraim also be an av? Katz, what do you say?
Pouring water at once will not make it grow. It will help it grow.
And it's a necessary action for it to grow, and my kavona is zikr for it to grow, so why should I not be chayy from mashkim? Why should mashkim ayin lizraim not be an av?
The potential's not even there for it to grow more than
zomer,
right?
You do one side and
I cut a teeny bit, it's going to grow. There's a million other components necessary.
If you were to let it be and only grow it at once, I mean, assuming it's not going to rain, it's going to die. If you do zomer once,
it ain't going to grow!
Does the Rambam hold that tolos exist?
Yes, of course he does.
But if you take this concept to every malacha, there's no
tolos. So you're asking the same question I'm asking. No, Mashke Mayim Lizraim, I know, is a tolda. The tolda for the Rambam only of Zoreya, right? We spoke about the Arzarua versus the Rambam, know about, right? About, right, when I take off the Sukkah Shlach, we had that conversation, right? So it seems like this, and the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos on page Chaf Amid Beis, the Shvisas HaShabbos says this Yisod, and Reb Usher Weiss says this Yisod in his essay over there. I don't know why he doesn't quote the Shvisas HaShabbos. Like, Shvisas HaShabbos has it all. Right? So Shvisas HaShabbos says that maybe Zomer, L'chol HaPachos, I'm working on the plant. No? I'm doing a Maisa Zoreya. I'm doing a Maisa on the thing that will become the plant. No, I'm doing a Maisa on the plant. Zomer, I cut some of the plant off so that it grows. I'm doing something on the plant. But mashgamayim lezra'im, I'm not doing something on the plant. I'm doing something adarab. If you've ever watered a plant, they tell you, not the way my 5-year-old son does it. My 5-year-old son is very good at just pouring the water straight on top of the plant. That doesn't help the plant grow. If you want the plant to grow, you pour it on the side in the soil. It's not on the plant itself, it's, right? So that's a Shvisa Shabbos Svara. Again, I'm not sure if this is correct or not, but L'chol HaPachos, I think it gives us something to think about. Now, to talk about the Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, about whether Zomer is an Av or a Tolda. For the Rambam it's an Av, for Rashi it's a Tolda. We would be remiss if we failed to mention that the Igletal, or as you pronounce it, the Igletal, right? The Igletal in Zoireya Os Dalid notes that there's zero machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, and they are talking about two different things. And this is very relevant for Hilchos Shavuos. You see, Zomer could mean that I cut off dead branches. When I cut off dead branches, what I'm trying to do is to make sure that the rest of the plant don't die. So I cut off the dead branches to protect Hanishar. Zomer also can be a very skilled procedure that you do by Gefanim specifically, but some of the Achrenim assume it's not only by Gefanim, which is that if you... I had an uncle, he was Nifter like 2 years ago, he used to have... He was an expert gardener. He had a little garden in Yerushalayim, and he knew exactly where you cut a vine in order to make it grow. There's an entire field of expertise that if I cut the vine in this place, right, that's going to... And I'm cutting the vine, I'm cutting the strong branches. I'm not cutting a dead branch. I'm cutting a living branch. I'm cutting a living branch to make it grow better. Now, the Zemira by Gefanim is this second category. Zomer by a grapevine is I cut the living branch in an exact place to make it grow better. There is a certain expertise from your part of the world, kiwi trees.
That's right, yeah.
So kiwi trees, apparently, there's also a whole mikzoa, there's a whole expertise about how you cut a kiwi tree in order to make it grow stronger. You're not cutting off the dead branches. Some say, by the way, there's a huge machlokas between Maran, Harav Kook, and the Chazon Ish about whether the iser of Zomer on Shvius, is it only on Gefanim or is it on all other trees? It's Machlokes between Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish. No, Rav Kook had one kula in Shvius called the Heter Mechira. The Chazon Ish had a billion kulas, right? One of the Chazon Ish's kulas is that the Isra Zemira is only on Gefanim. And if I want to cut off branches on other trees, great, not a problem, no? And once it's not an Isra D'Iraisa, so then we could be Mako for Ukumi Ilna, etc., like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. Some of the Achrenim discuss, according to the Chazon Ish, that Zemir is only on Geffen, perhaps kiwi trees are the same as Geffen, in that you're doing Zemira in that specific area to further growth. Alternatively, you could say no. Maybe Geffen is different because Shtein Pasa, Karmacha Lotizmar. Right? And because the Pasuk says Zemira by a Geffen, maybe that's why it's Xeris HaKosov, maybe it's the Svara, that's a huge discussion. But the Egletal notes that in his opinion there's no Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam at all. Rashi says Zomer is a Tolda. Rambam says Zomer is an Av. Zok the Egletal, if it's Zomer of the dead branches, that's a Tolda. If it's Zomer of the live branches in that exact specific location, maybe that's an Av Malacha. Rav Kook has a slightly different approach. Rav Kook says that maybe Zomer is going to be a Tolda if you cut off all of the branches of a tree, right? And if you cut off some of the branches, maybe then it's an Av. Reb Isser Zalman Meltzer in the Kerem Tzion Journal years ago, Reb Isser Zalman had an argument that there's a difference between anofim and zemoros. If you have like a tree, so the tree has a trunk, then there are branches that come out of the trunk, then there's itty bitty branches that come out of the branches. No? So the zemoros are the there's enough of them as a myris. I forgot which is which. But basically, the cutting off the itty-bitty branches, that's going to be only a told on Shabbos. Cutting off the bigger branches might be an av malacha. Again, something along those lines. But Bekitzer, the Eglei Tal assumes that there's no machlokas at all. Rabbi Nachum Zemba, and what we're trying to say is that, in fact, there is a machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. Now, just to go back to the Tosfos. Tosfos says that Zoreya and Noteya is an Av, everything else is a Toldah. But that probably means that, according to Tosfos, the Av Malacha involves putting it in the ground. If I put either a seed in the ground or I put a sapling in the ground, that's the Av Malacha. When I put tree into tree, right? I'm not putting it in the ground for the first time, I'm bending it back down to further the growth, so maybe that's a tolda. Right? That's another approach. But I should point out that if you look in the Eglei Tal, in Os Gimel, Ozeireya, the Eglei Tal tries to read Tosfos. I'm mamish, don't understand what he's doing with Tosfos. Eglei Tal says, you're right. Tosfos says that Zoreya and Noteya is an Av, everything else is a Tolda, but that's only the Hav, I mean, the Tosfos. Once Tosfos comes to his Maskana that you do not have to be Master of the Tolda B'Shem Av, so then Mavrich, Markiv, and Zomer all become an Av. I have no idea how you could read this in the Tosfos. I spent, a long time, I spent like 15, 20 minutes reading this Eglei Tal again and again, like try to figure, if someone could explain this Eglei Tal to me, I'd be very appreciative. I have no idea what he's talking about. Zozayn. Now, let's just go back. It's Chazar Iber. I have a Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Whether Zomer for the Rashi is a Tolda, for the Rambam it's an Av. Good? Now, this is what Inyan, Shabbos. What about Shavuos? So Rashi on Samech Ches of Shabbos has a line that with respect to Shavuos, Zokt Rashi, the ovos of Shavuos are Zeria, Katsira, Zemira, and Betsira. Right, Rashi Samachesam al Aleph Yamasko Isbe. Rashi said that Zomer is an Av on Shavuos. That makes a lot of sense. No, Torah writes Sadcha lo tizra, Kamacha lo tizmar, Esviach Ketzira lo tiktzar, In ben Yisrael lo tiktzar, Ketzira, Betzira, Zeria, and Zemira. Right, are mentioned in the Torah. Rashi says Zomer is an Av on Shavuos, even though for Rashi Zomer is a Tolda on Shabbos, but that's not so unusual because Av means Vushtet in Pasuk. Av means the things that are written in the Pasuk, and by Shavuos the Torah has Zemira. So for Rashi, Zemira is an Av on Shavuos. That's Rashi Samech Chesam and Aleph Yemaso Ispe Obos towards the end of that Rashi. Okay? So far so good. However, Maimonides, right, most problems in Judaism began with the Rambam. Right. The Rambam writes, Perek Aleph and Shemitah V'yayivel Halacha Gimel. Zemira is Bechlau Zeria. Bitzira is Bechlau Kitzira. V'lom apirtan akosav, lom arlocha. Al shtei toldos elo belvad hu shechayiv. Al she'ar toldos shavavodos ha'aretz eno chayiv. The Rambam writes, Zemira is a tolda on Shavuos. Right? It's mamish punkt vakert, right? Rashi says Zomer is a tolda by Shabbos, but an av by Shavuos. The Rambam says Zomer is a tolda by Shavuos, but an av by Shabbos. Isn't that halay davar hu? Isn't this like the type of thing that you have to scratch your head? Rambam, perek aleph v'shmita v'yeva halacha gimel. Rambam writes that Zomer al shtei toldos bovad. Only on Zemira are you going to be chayiv. On the other is you're not chayiv. The Rambam is in Zerayim, right, in Shemitah V'yayvel. Right? The Rambam writes that Zomer is a tolda by Shavuos. This is really interesting. Really interesting. So the answer probably is that the term Meleches Mechsheves, which we said for the Rambam is such an important term, but that's a term that's found by Shabbos. Meleches Machshavas HaSotayah. By Shabbos, Machshava is integrated and it becomes a real Av Malacha because I'm thinking about it. Shavuos, I don't have the din of Meleches Machshavas Kihuzeh. Because the Torah says, La'asos b'chol Meleches Machshavas, we're in Parshas Vayakel over there. That's by Shabbos. By Shavuos, I don't have Meleches Machshavas at all. Therefore, for the Rambam, Zomer is an Av by Shabbos, out Meleches Machshavas. But it's a tolda on Shabbos, It's a tolda, excuse me, on Shavuos. That's the position of the Rambam. Oh. Alternatively, and this is the way Reb Menachem Zemba has it, there's another essay Reb Menachem Zemba, not only Simen Ches, Eis Gimel that we quoted. Reb Menachem Zemba has an essay in Simen Yud Ches, Os Tesvav. Simen Yud Ches is like responses to letters that people wrote him about the Sefer Tosfos Chaim. So Simen Yud Ches, Os Tesvav, Reb Menachem Zemba has the following point, where he says that Av on Shabbos means it happened in the Mishkan. Now, when I talk about happened in the Mishkan, obviously I don't mean exactly what happened in the Mishkan. I mean big gadol, stuff that's really similar to stuff that they did to put up the Mishkan. That's an av. Sorry. However, avos by Shavuos and the like means what the Torah says specifically. Within the Rambam. So for the Rambam, Zomer is going to be an Av on Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos I'm coming from the Mishkan, and the Torah doesn't tell me exactly what they did in the Mishkan, so God tells me, use your mind, figure it out. Mashman Azram, we tried to explain earlier that that's a Tolda because the Pa'ula is so different than...
Even though it was done in the Mishkan.
Even though it was done in the Mishkan, but... Right. Because it's not working on the plant
the
itself.
The Torah doesn't work by itself.
Correct. Now, what Reb Menachem Zemba deals with extensively in that essay, maybe you guys should read it themselves and we could discuss it during Seder tomorrow. Look in Simen Yud Ches Os Tesvav, Reb Menachem Zemba asks a question. If Machshava is the Iker, like I said it is for the Rambam, how come Chutzah is an Av and Hachnasah is a Tolda? Chutzah means I go from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. That's an Av. Hachnasah, I go from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachad, that's a Tolda. Hello? The same Machshava, I want to move an item from A to B, B to A, right? What difference should it make? And that's the Gemara's question. Mali Afuki, Mali Ayuli, right? So, to this, the answer is probably something what Jacob was saying earlier, that Hutsa'a is different, but that might call into question a lot of what we said before. Maybe let's discuss this during Seder. I think we've spent enough time on Zoreya, etc. Okay, have a good day. We should have a mincha.